Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you today. We don't have any guests with us, so we'll have the phone lines open. You can call us at 216-90, I can give you that number, I guess, but I usually stick with the one that's simpler. 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we've had a number of guests from time to time, but we do this mostly on Sunday night, our Sunday night program, 11 o'clock until midnight. We've got more time for callers, and also a lot of times when I have guests, they prefer to come on during the day rather than late on Sunday night when we do our late night with Live with Pastor Al program. I thought I'd open up the phones while we're here today, but I wanted to start out with a couple of things here as we get going. But most importantly, let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We pray that you would bless the program. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing and a help to somebody. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you and use the program for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can find us at 5171 Brecksville Road. It's the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We meet in the meeting room there, and it's midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross. We're right there. Very easy to find, very easy to get to for most of the Cleveland or Akron area, especially if you're anywhere near 77. So we'd love to have you come out and visit our Friday night Bible study. We have that tonight. Will be starting at 7 o'clock tonight. It's an informal Bible study. We allow you to bring the questions just like we do on our Sunday night program with questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. That's what we do. So we invite you to come. We've got coffee and things as well. So it's informal, different than regular church service. But we will be there, like I said, 7 o'clock tonight until 9 o'clock is the official time. But I think last night it was after 11 when I finally left the hotel. And then, of course, on Sunday, we'll meet there for our regular Sunday services. We have our 11 o'clock morning service there on Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, obviously. I'm currently preaching through the book of 1 Timothy. That's 1 Timothy on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Then Sunday night at 6 o'clock, that's where I was wanting to say 6 o'clock earlier. Sunday night at 6 o'clock is our evening service, and it's also there at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express in the same room. And I am currently preaching through the book of Proverbs on Sunday nights. So invite you to come out and visit sometime. Certainly invite you to listen on the program and hope that we're a blessing in some way to you. All right, well, we're going to get started with a couple of topics here. Just to also remind you that you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. I have to confess I am behind in updating the site. I have been just busy with different things, and every time I sit down to try to update the site, things come up, I've gotten some other stuff done on it, hopefully one of these days I'll have a little more of the updates in there, as well as links to some of our other social media platforms. What I mean by other social media platforms, we of course are on facebook.com/livewithpastoral, and that one there we get every once in a while the Facebook face mask of shame descending over our post where the fact checker tries to say, oh, this is wrong, this is not correct. And it's kind of interesting. I had posted a thing just the other, was it yesterday, I believe it was, where somebody pointed out several instances where the Facebook fact checkers were factually incorrect. One of the least of which was a quote by Nancy Pelosi that they said didn't take place, never heard, and they actually posted a video of her saying it. And so it's things like that. So when the Facebook fact checkers say it's factually incorrect, do your homework. They have an agenda. And it's so it's for that reason that I have an account on Parler.com, and this is something I encourage people to check out is Parler.com. I've been using it for several months now, and it's a little quirky at times, but Facebook's a little quirky at times. But if you go to Parler.com and you search for me, Pastor, or just search for Pastor Al Davis, and you'll find our page there on Parler.com. And I've been happy with it. It's been a blessing, and they don't shame you and censor your posts like they do on Facebook. And of course, we also have a page at USA.life, USA.life/livewithpastoral. You can find us there as well. So just wanted to mention those things as we get started here with the program. As I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and I wanted to mention something that I've been looking at. We've talked about some of these things, but we have a situation going on in Ohio. I had the opportunity to be on News in Focus with Chris Long yesterday addressing this issue about health departments in Ohio. Essentially, in my opinion, it amounts to harassment of churches. Now, we're familiar with the stories out in California. California, if you've not been following the news, out in California, they're issuing orders there to close churches and not allow churches to meet in person, not allow people to sing, not even allowed to have a Bible study in your own home, especially not sing. And praise the Lord in your own home. I mean, this is unbelievable. There was a county in California that Ventura County actually went to the courts trying to get the courts to tell the sheriff's department to go in and block church doors, and churches are being facing fines. They're having threats of their power and water being cut off, and just all kinds of things that are going on out there in California. It's unbelievable. And California, by any means, is not the only state where these things are happening. But in Ohio, we have been blessed that we've not been as extreme as Michigan or California, or New Jersey, New York, different places like that. But they're more subtle. And by that, if you've been listening to the program, we talked about how the governor's been sowing discord among the brethren, which in Proverbs chapter 6, God says that that's something that he hates. He further describes it as an abomination. He has six things that the Lord doth hate, the seven is abomination. And that seventh one that he adds on there, sowing discord among the brethren. We have churches that are divided against churches. We have pastors divided against pastors. We have church members divided against church members. Church members divided against pastors, pastors against church members, and all that because the state of Ohio, under the governor's directives, have been trying to shame churches, whether it was the initial shutdown where they exempted churches and allowed churches to continue to meet, but the governor persistently tried to shame churches by making such comments of, I don't know of any religious leaders, any religious groups, any religious organizations that would condone putting their people at risk. Of course, as we discussed at the time, that was a total lack of understanding of church history. In fact, there are people in the world today that when they come together to meet as a church, when the pastor gathers the congregation together, they're at great risk. The risk may be being arrested. The risk may be having a grenade thrown through the window. The risk may be having armed soldiers break in or terrorists break in and start shooting. They're at great risk of not just a virus that 99%+ of the people are in no danger of dying from. They're in danger of bullets that large numbers of the congregation are in danger of dying of. Well, the state of Ohio, like I said, tried that more subtle thing, trying to shame churches, and now we've got this mask mandate. You know, the death rate from the coronavirus, which they don't state as much because they go on the cases, the number of cases, people that have it, and most people don't realize that one person can account for multiple numbers of cases. I'm not talking about one person infecting others, which of course can happen with any virus. I'm talking about one person being recorded as multiple cases, that one individual. And I'm not going to get into that. We've talked about that before. But here is the thing that was sent out. This was sent by a group called Awake America, Ohio. And this one is an open letter to our elected officials, and it was sent to the governor's office. And in this here, they say, we are compelled to share our concerns about what we believe is an unwise and unscriptural overreach of government into the free exercise of religion. Last week, this letter is from the, July 16th. Last week, the Ohio Department of Health issued an order which in certain counties specified who would be permitted to attend a church service and who would not. Throughout this COVID-19 pandemic, the governor has exempted religious organizations from every previous executive order, yet the greatest majority of independent Baptist churches in Ohio complied anyway. The free exercise of religion is a matter of conscience, and the majority of our brethren, for the sake of conscience, have shown great care as they ministered to their flock. And so he's talking about how we're willing to follow common sense things that we understand the need for certain things, but the problem is we oppose, he says, the notion that they, mean the government, can set boundaries of an individual's conscience. Believers have proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ for centuries in the face of peril and danger, being led only by their conscience and a directive from Almighty God. And let me interject in here. This is the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims coming to America. And the Pilgrims were a band of Christians, a church. Essentially, it was a church that decided that they were going to the New World to seek religious freedom. And the church leaders and the body of the church membership, they decided that the best course of action was at great risk, at great peril to their health and their safety, and possibly even the risk of death, that they would seek travel on a ship over to the New World, and then they would found a new place where they could meet and they could worship God according to the dictate of their own conscience. And in that first year, many of them died. Now, you know, again, I said the governor said, I don't know of any religious leaders, any religious bodies that would condone putting their people at risk. These people looked at the risk and they said the risk was worth it so that we can serve God the way we feel led by our conscience, by the Spirit of God, and by the Word of God. Apparently, the governor's not really that up on the history of the Pilgrims when they came there to Massachusetts. Well, getting back to the letter here from Awake Ohio, Awake America, Ohio chapter, He said, being led only by their conscience and directed from Almighty God, they've preached boldly in leper colonies and in communist nations which outlawed the gospel. They've met for worship during wars, plagues, and natural disasters. They've ministered to numerous tribes of hostile souls around the globe, and in doing so, they've weathered tremendous dangers to travel to each outlying region. The Apostle Paul recorded in Scripture the numerous hazards he had willingly faced for the cause of the gospel. And so this is why they're voicing their concern. This is why I'm voicing concern. And I'm going to come to some things here, some concrete things. But let me just read a little further here from the Awake America, Ohio letter. He said, we are compelled to voice our concerns over this intrusion, even though this order, and let me interject here again. Remember, this was sent out about a month ago when the masking orders were only done on a county-by-county basis, and they're reacting to the fact that the masks were mandated inside of the churches. Now, of course, we have a mask mandate for the entire state of Ohio, and the mandated in the churches, and we have Joe Biden running his basement-led campaign with Kamala, Camila, whatever Harris her name is, they're calling for a national mask order. Can you imagine somebody that's hiking alone, you know, nobody around for 100 miles somewhere out in the wilderness areas of Alaska, and they got to wear a mask because, you know, who knows, a government drone might fly overhead and see that you don't have a mask. But at any rate, this is ridiculous. But again, getting back to the Awake America Ohio letter, and he's talking about the reason for voicing concerns over this. It says, even though this order may have been given with the intent of good and not the intent of harm, intent does not excuse any breach of government into the conscience of its citizens. We've been told it's only a small directive and not a great demand. In fact, we were only told it was going to be for a few weeks. That was over a month ago. But to us, it would seem like attempting to convince our patriot forefathers that it was only a small tax on tea. The issue then was not a tea tax, but overreach by King George. The issue now is not mass, but overreach by the state of Ohio. No intrusion into our worship services can be permitted, whether it is the state of New Jersey, which forbids churches to meet, the state of California, which forbids churches to sing, or the state of Ohio, which forbids someone to attend. Our government has instructed us as preachers to forbid someone attendance to a church service based on what they are wearing. One can only imagine the outrage if we posted a sign on our doors that said men could not enter if they're not wearing a tie, or children who are wearing tennis shoes were not permitted to meet. Now, again, they go back and remind us of the Constitution and all, and the freedom that we have enshrined in the First Amendment. And so they say, in our estimation, an edict from the state which restricts who may attend a worship service certainly falls into this category. And on behalf of pastors who echo our concerns, we urge you to consider and correct this grievance. We further implore you to do all within your power to keep our churches free from such violations of conscience through any other future orders or laws. Let me encourage you to contact your governor, contact your representative, state representative, your state senators, and tell them that you are outraged over this intrusion into the churches. You can go online. You can find them. I'm not going to worry about trying to burden you with remembering all those details on there, but you can go to, I believe it's ohio.gov, and you'll find links to all those things from there. But let me just show you what's been happening in Summit County recently. Of course, they have, since the mask mandate's gone into effect, they have people who have been calling in various complaints, and I've got a call log of a number of things, and there's been a number of churches that have had complaints made, and usually the way they find out is whoever's in the church office or whoever's answering the church phone, whether it's a church secretary, whether it's a pastor, whether it's one of the pastor's family members, so whoever it is, they get a call from somebody identifying themselves from the county health department. And what I have is a Summit County Health Department call log. And I noticed several things in this log. The complaints were made, in some cases, by people who actually visited the services. In some cases, the complaints were made by people who viewed the church service online. Another group of complaints come from people who drove by, and they observed as they drove by things that were happening at the church, things such as a full parking lot or a group of kids outside doing something and not having masks on. And like I said, watching on Facebook and not having masks on. And the county, of course, in some cases, has rather heavy-handedly, essentially, implied that the churches were liable for fines and other retribution from the county if they don't toe the line and kowtow to the government mandates. And again, I just wanted to touch on a couple of things here as we go through these things. This one right here was a church where they said, gathering of people inside church observed in a full parking lot, no masks at all. Here is this one I like right here. The church is holding services with a full church, including singing, and does not enforce mask requirements at all, and the attendees are not wearing masks. Here's another one. Church held a large wedding over the weekend. No social distancing or precautions of any kind. And wanted to report even though weddings are exempt. Here's another one. As I was driving by, I noticed a large group of children being observed by adults who were not social distancing and were not wearing masks. And another person says, as they continue down, I do believe that what I witnessed today was a child care program and not a mass or Bible study. This was a Catholic church. For the record, I'm Catholic. I drive by this church every day. We live stream their masses. That is how I know about these particular concerning behavior. Somebody even asked if they could give out citations themselves. Here's another one where it says, the church is allowing congregants to discard their face mask during the service. Several sets of chairs do not allow 6 foot of distance. This means that masks and social distancing is not happening at this church. And these are just random things that I'm reading from this call log. One guy even stopped a Cuyahoga Falls policeman who was sympathetic with his concerns and said that they're not enforcing the health order at this time. It's the health department's responsibility, and wanted to know what they can do to help. And so again, I'm just highlighting some of these things as I'm going through, just skimming through this list of cases and the calls that were sent to the Summit County, in this case, Summit County Health Department, making anonymous complaints. And so now we've reached a time where churches can be held essentially hostage in their services by anonymous complainants. And this is why Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 1, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We need to pray for our elected officials. We need to pray for our governor. We need to pray that they get their hearts right with God if they are saved, if we have saved individuals that are pushing these things on the churches and overstepping their bounds of authority. We need to pray for them that they get their hearts right with God. And in many cases, we're talking about unsaved individuals that are harassing churches, not just in Summit County where I live, but not just in Ohio where I live, but across this country in various states. We need to pray that God gets the hold of the hearts of governors, God gets the hold of the heart of mayors, God gets the hold of the hearts of senators and representatives, state and federal both, judges, and all of these that are in charge, and begins to convict them of their wrongdoing. Is it wrong to wear a mask? Is it wrong sometimes to ask and request certain things? No, absolutely not. But then when that becomes something that's foisted on churches for no good reason. And churches are ordered and even threatened, and county health departments are threatening churches. When government officials are using the county health departments as the heavy hand to threaten and to intimidate churches into complying, that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. Well, Paul told Timothy that we would come to a time when evil men would wax worse and worse. Well, I'm out of time right now. I want to thank you for listening, and keep the faith. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.